The art of listening on the telephone. Listening skills. It almost seems too obvious to mention listening in a call, but this is a crucial part of telephone calls. In a face-to-face conversation, we're able to signal through body language and movements that we are listening to the other person. Think of times when we know that the other person isn't listening to you at network events, where they are looking over your shoulder to see if there's someone more important to speak to. When we are communicating on the telephone, we need to assist the speaker by showing we are listening. Of course, physically, we need to sit up with an open posture. I normally try to visualize the person if I know them, or look into the short distance as if I'm looking into their eyes. I do this when I am listening and also speaking. In addition to this, I will verbalize clues that I'm listening. Yes, are all known clues for a speaker that you have heard what they are saying. Another point to remember is that if you aren't concentrating on the call, if you continue to type or start packing your briefcase, anything, the caller will sense you're not fully engaged in the call. Stop whatever else you're doing, unless, of course, you're taking notes, to which it is permissible to say, "I will write down notes from this conversation," or to provide some clue. Exercise. When you conduct some phone calls in the next few days, take note of how other people convey that they are listening. Perhaps they will say a word in agreement or a verbal clue. Consider how you are able to transmit that you are fully engaged in a conversation. Check that you aren't letting your mind wander. You want to be a good listener.